those creepy stories. The unexplained.
Spooky ghost stories.
It's, yeah. Horror Week here on 99.7 EJX. Amos, what happened to you?
We've got a ghost that lives in our home that used to be the people that lived in the home.
The ghost was the people that used to live there?
Yeah. So the Slingers were the last people that lived in the home. They both passed away. And he's kind of a meanie, and she's a sweetheart.
So what does he do?
Yeah, how can you tell?
So he used to be a smoker. We can smell cigarette smoke in the basement.
Ooh, wow.
And he likes to slam the basement door. That's where we keep our washer and dryers, in the basement. He likes to slam the basement door. We'll smell cigarette smoke down there. The lady that, she just walks the hall. We'll see her all the time just walking the hall.
Really? What does she look like?
So we just see an apparition dressed in a white gown, and we catch him out of the corner of our eye. If we're watching TV, we'll see her walk down the hallway.
Hey, are you ever creeped out by it, or are you just used to it now?
So we were creeped out when we first moved in, and now it's just kind of like, well, here they are.
Wow, and you can actually see her wearing a gown. Like, you can tell it's a female and that she's wearing a gown.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That is so crazy.
Amos, how do I guess, what's the general consensus in the house?
I've got a friend who lives in New Orleans who came to visit because the old man was starting to be a little physical. Like, he would feel like hands on the back of our shoulders. We were in the basement, and it scared my husband to death. So when our friend from New Orleans came up, when he walked in the house, he was like, oh, yeah, he's here. He's just trying to let you know he's here, and I don't see him being harmful or anything like that.
Why is it always people from New Orleans? Like,
well, yes,
they know all this.
They know the things because it happens a lot there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Amos, thank you so much for sharing.
Fascinating. Thank you.
Absolutely. I want to say, Kelly, your laugh gets me every morning. It is just so sweet.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, Amos, have you ever heard this laugh?
Don't do it. Stop. Not fair. When you pitch it down, sounds creepy. Oh, my God.
That's Kelly's laugh.
But it's manipulated. It's slowed down.
That isn't.
That's
real.
That's real time. That's okay. Oh, wow. Isolate it like
this
that.
This is
out of context.
You have a great witch's cackle. Wow.
Maybe I can be cast as some sort of witch. Oh, wow. Yeah, that is the stuff of nightmares. I apologize.
Oh. That's great. All right. Hey, thank you for the story, Amos. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, we are getting you in to win a trip to L.A., Camp Flogna. Get the word ring into the website.
R-I-N-G.
One ring to rule the world. Is that what the phrase is?
I don't know. I think you're just making something up at this point.
No, that's from The Hobbit.
Oh,
my Lord of the Rings?
Precious.
Yeah.
My precious.
Ring. R-I-N-G. Ring. WDJX.com. Get that in.
Some precious.
Wait. What was that?
No, I'm not doing it again. I'm not giving you another button right now.
What, you got plenty. What was that?
Nope.
What was that?
Not doing it.
Look. No,
yeah, no.
No hands.
No, you'll go back and lift it later. I know what you're doing. Stop it. Nope. Nope.
I just want to hear what you said.
Nope, you missed it.
I missed it.
Yeah, nope. Ring, that's the word. I'm not doing it. I'm not falling into your trap.
This is boring now. All right.
Are you pouting?